Linda Siegel joins us now for today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So what happened yesterday to the domestic partnership bill?
Well, it was a sad day yesterday for civil rights for people who are gay. The domestic partner bill, which is not and was not marriage, went down in flames in the Senate with a 25-17 vote. But a couple of those votes were pro votes, but they changed when they saw it was going down.
Oh, boy. So what happened?
Well, part of the problem was the religious institutions opposing, but there was a last-minute effort the night before to rewrite the bill to accommodate concerns of the Catholic Church, and it was felt that those were agreed upon by everyone, and then suddenly they weren't. So that affected some votes in the Senate, definitely.
So what else is happening right now in the legislature?
Well, some interesting issues about ethics. You know, all the polling from the public shows that there is strong support for ethics reform, for creating an ethics commission, for having some control over contribution amounts. Of course, in New Mexico, you can give as much as you want to any candidate you want on the state level or county or city. And but even though there's all this support for these ethics bills, only one bill has passed the Senate and no bills have passed out of the House. So the public is saying we want ethics reform. We've had some legislators and other statewide elected officials convicted, and some are in prison now and some are going to prison, and yet there's just no movement.
So what's going on? I mean, they just basically don't want to police themselves or be accountable in that way?
Well, it's hard to know. There's a lot of support in both the House and the Senate in the rank and file, but we just seem not to be able to get any of these bills out of key committees or even hearings on some of them.
So if people want ethics reform, is there a way for them to pressure their congresspeople right now?
Their legislators? Well, they need to be paying attention to those ethics bills and calling their legislators. Even if they don't know exactly what the ethics bills are, even if they don't want to go on the legislative website and look up the bills, they could call their individual legislators and say, we just want some ethics reform. We want some campaign contribution caps. We want some accountability of people who misbehave.
Now, give us a quick update on the College of Santa Fe's fate and destiny.
Yes. Well, yesterday, out of the House Appropriations Committee, the bill that Representative Lucky Varela is carrying, and incidentally, he is an alumni of the College of Santa Fe and really concerned about keeping it, his bill to allow a university to purchase the College of Santa Fe and keep it going passed out of House Appropriations. So that means it will be probably on the floor of the House. If they meet this weekend, it'll probably be on the floor on Monday. And then that bill goes to the Senate, where it's probably going to have a really hard time, because though there's not an appropriation on that bill, the FIRs, the fiscal reports, indicate that it would cost about $7 million in new state money to operate the College of Santa Fe every year until the funding formula kicks in.
Linda Siegel, thank you so much for being with us. Linda Siegel is here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday just before 9 o'clock with the Legislative Update. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSN Robert Knott is here purring. He's the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us here almost every Friday, speaking of the arts.
I try.
And we're delighted to have you.
I'm dilapidated, too.
You're dilapidated, too. That's very good, Robert. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can reach me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at santafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want. Thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you have any problem with your subscription to iTunes, please let me know. And if you have any problems of any kind with the website, please let me know. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta.
Bueno.
And you're pointing to this book, We Came to Santa Fe.
Yeah, one more plug. What's that? When?
Oh, it's we just had Victor DeSubra on before you. It's on Monday at from 5 to 7, El Museo Cultural in Santa Fe.
And you've got a story in there?
I do, but that's not what
it's
all about.
Oh, I should come on the air next Friday and read it.
No, that's okay. Broadcasing live from the Santa Fe Beacon Company, my name is
stuff.
Mary Charlotte.
I know who you are.
You would put Sasquatch in. Everybody know that you were just making up.
I'd put doggies in
you'd
and kitties.
There's not a dog in the whole story. You'd put, in my story, that you'd put, what'd you put in? You'd put in Charlie's Angels and
I would just
and Margaret and stuff like that.
Don't you love having me on?
Oh, yes, Robert. Okay, it's time to go. Have a wonderful weekend.
But I...
Hasta la vista.
Yeah, but I...
Ciao.
Oh, that's it.